Today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Tes, and on Shabbos daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara states Tanu Rabbanon, in mafligim besfina pachos megivul yamim kodim laShabbos. We don't start embarking on a trip by boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. So presumably it means Thursday and Friday. That's less than 3 days, 2 or 1 day before Shabbos. We don't leave on Thursday or Friday by boat. When does this apply for an optional matter? Of a Dvar Mitzvah Shaper Dami. But when it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah Mitzvah, then you are allowed to leave on a Thursday or a Friday. So what's the reason why we don't, let's say you can't leave on a cruise, according to the Gemara, on a Thursday or a Friday? So for example, the Rif or the Rambam write that if it's an issue of Oneg Shabbos, that first of all, there's a debate whether Wednesday is included or not. But let's say we're going to be lenient and say Wednesday you can go on a trip. So what's the issue of Thursday and Friday? So the Rif and the Rambam say it's an issue of Oneg Shabbos, that we want you to enjoy Shabbos, and if you're on the boat for 3 days before Shabbos, you won't get seasick. If you're more than 3 days, you'll get used to it. You'll be on the boat for a number of days. You're not going to get seasick on Shabbos. If you start going on the boat on a Thursday or Friday, you're going to be seasick on Shabbos. It's going to be a bittel oneg Shabbos. It's going to nullify your oneg Shabbos. The Baal HaMaor says it's likely that on a boat it's very dangerous, and it's likely that there will be a life-threatening danger which will necessitate the violation of Shabbos. So what's the issue? If it's, let's say, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, we're not concerned about the coming up week. In other words, we should be concerned if we do something that may result in Chilul Shabbos. We should be concerned about it. But at what point should we be concerned about it? At what point should we be concerned about doing something days before Shabbos about the possible, the likelihood of having to violate Shabbos? So at least the according to the Baal HaMaor, he would have an issue starting from Wednesday. Because Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you don't have to worry about the upcoming week. You just have to worry about the previous week. But Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're concerned about doing an activity which will likely lead to Chilul Shabbos, as the case would be on a boat, because there might be a life-threatening danger which would necessitate the violation of Shabbos. If Rav Haggad and Tosfos say there's a concern that someone will build a boat, the 3 days is, again, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, connected to the previous week. So we're not so concerned about it. So that's only concern Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The Ramban writes that it could be that if the boat is only sailing for the Jew, if you're chartering the boat and it's only for the Jew, then the non-Jew does malacha for you on Shabbos. So then it seems like he is an agent of the Jew. He's doing malacha on Shabbos, but if he's doing it for you, you're chartering the boat, so he's doing the malacha for you. If it's 3 days before, then he's really doing it for himself. Now there's a minority view, the Menuchas Ava, which suggests that today large ships are stable and eliminate the necessity to adjust, you know, from an Oneg Shabbos perspective. Rabbi Belsky apparently held that nowadays the custom is to be lenient, because a lot of these reasons do not apply nowadays. The Shmira Shabbos Kolchasa writes in Perek Lamed, Simon Samach Vav, he writes that trips for vacation may only board ship on the first 3 days of the week, even nowadays. The first Shechter seems to agree. And the majority view is not to book a cruise that sets sail on Thursday or Friday. Okay. Have a wonderful day.